Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but don't worry. They are guaranteed poor quality material. Join us as we listen in as the brew crew talks about what ails... It's a joke, because beer and we talk about... It's fine. Their life. Let's see what we're drinking. What a great time to leave.
Time to sink up.
Water's right here, Trent.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to complain.
I don't need to complain.
Or be impatient. You don't need to be rushing this podcast.
Who's Russia? Okay. Where's Putin?
It's rush hour, baby.
It is me, Russian podcast.
It's awful.
Podcast personality, Russian man.
Didn't we do accents in first?
So we can cut past that.
Didn't we do accents in first?
Everybody, welcome to Poor Quality. A podcast that I sometimes do with some of my friends sometimes.
A podcast for Russians!
Okay, So let's get it riggity-riggity rural. All right, bringing it around.
Speaking of rural, how about that vote last night?
Okay, things we're still not talking about. Hey, everybody, and welcome... Okay, are you serious?
I'm giving you the opportunity to start over.
No, it's too late. One of those will make it.
I think this time feels good. Like, my body feels ready.
Mike feels ready, so hey, everybody, welcome to Poor Quality, the podcast where some friends of mine talk to each other and drink some beers and try to make the world a better place to be. My name is Trent Safford, and tonight I've asked the boys to prepare for me a description of their beer in the terms of a celebrity and why. So.
Wait, did you say and why?
Or why?
Yes. No. You need to tell me why.
I think it was or.
So I'll let you guys think it over. I'll start out here. I've got the Funkworks Raspberry Provincial, and it's a sour ale brewed with raspberry. Now let me tell you, the celebrity for this beer, I think, would be Maggie Smith. You look at it and you're like, sour ale, it's going to be tart, it's going to be kind of harsh, but you drink it and it's lively and it's zesty and it's got some...
And she loves to party.
Some sass to it. She loves to party. And all the Harry Potter bloopers, she's just a riot. Yeah. So...
I like
that's
that.
That's this beer. Thanks. It's good. I'm really enjoying it. Zach, what do you got rolling?
I'm drinking the Snaggletooth Bandana from... Sorry, Solemn Oath Brewery.
Preparedness is key to a good podcast.
Sorry. It's an IPA. It's very good. It's very tropical. It's kind of out there a little bit, sort of a little funky. So for my celebrity, I'm going with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh,
okay.
Because it's just like, hey, it's an IPA.
I was, hey, wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be in your mouth.
Right.
Is that how Whoopi, is that how Whoopi Goldberg sounds?
That'll certainly be cut.
I'm trying my best.
It's fine.
It's one of my most embarrassing moments.
Hey, bringing it all back around.
Matt, oh, did I say what my name was?
I'm not sure. I said your name.
I'm Zach. This is my intro. I'm Zach. Matt, it's your turn.
Hi there, I'm Matt Byers, and tonight I am drinking... Zach, what's the name of this?
Cheer.
What did you say?
Cheer?
Yeah, I'm drinking...
Cheer wine.
Cheer wine.
Yummy.
Yummy.
What
yummy.
Is cheer? Please help me.
Oh. Cheer is... Well, you'll know exactly, you know, all of the attributes of this beer once I give you the celebrity that I have come up with previous to this moment. I've had this prepared for the whole time, that
this is one of my favorite beers of all time, so I'm on the edge of my seat for the celebrity.
Yeah, this Zach, you're when I hit you with this celebrity that I've come up with in the interim between before now and now,
Oh my goodness, would you please?
He's building anticipation.
I need to brew the feeling of excellence you'll hear.
Mike, what do you got going?
When you hear wait. Celebrity is
please.
Sigourney Weaver.
Okay.
Wait. Are we talking alien Sigourney Weaver, or are we talking Avatar?
Yes. Yes, all of it. That one movie where she was in
Laser
the
Cats.
Alien.
In that Alien?
Yeah, the Alien one, but not the one that she was famous for.
Like
the one with the cartoon alien.
Like babe Sigourney Weaver or like hot mom Sigourney Weaver?
I didn't know either of those Sigourney Weavers existed. I only know about Alien.
But the animated series.
The animated series of Alien.
On Nickelodeon.
The hot alien mom in the movie Alien.
I like the alien mom in the Alien movie, played by Sigourney Weaver, who is a cartoon.
And also a beer.
And this beer right here. This beer is called...
Cheer?
Yeah, cheer, sure.
Oh my Whatever. Goodness.
Mike, what are you drinking?
I wish I knew what that tasted like.
It's so good.
But I'm actually drinking a Midwestern Pale Ale from Bell's Brewing in what city in Michigan? Comstock, Michigan. I've had a couple Bells in the last couple weeks, and boy oh boy, they really treat me right. I'm so bad at celebrities, guys. Like, I'm terrible at celebrities. I'm gonna take a sip and see what kind of rolls off my tongue.
Sure, go for it. While you're doing that, I'll tell you that I know lots of celebrities' names and people. All right, Mike's back.
See, when I take a drink of that beer, I just think of a nice, smooth Matthew McConaughey after he walks into a bar.
Okay.
Maybe takes a long draw out of the tip of that bottle and just says, looks down the bar and looks at a friend and says, hey, I'm here for you. I'm here for you always.
Did he, like, burn his tongue? All right.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a lisp after the war. Well,
He got a lipper. He got a lipper.
He's got a big old hog in his bottom lip.
Chris, could you do any worse? We'll find out.
Because I would say I'm worse than Mike at celebrities. But I've got just a regular old Guinness draft. Brewed in Dublin, and it I just can't stop thinking about the obvious Bono.
Oh,
hey.
Okay.
He's dark brew, dark haired guy. I don't know.
He's making us all music we don't want to be forced to have.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was thinking
that sounds about right.
Original Bono.
Wait, like OG?
Is this second gen Bono?
What?
Like pre-sunglasses Bono?
Was he ever pre-sunglasses?
Was he born with sunglasses?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I wouldn't. I can't.
I mean, that's pre. That. That's like pre-Bono. That's we're talking.
We're talking Chris's favorite Bono, baby Bono.
That's pre-Bono. Bono.
Baby Bono, little baby.
My favorite beer, baby Bono.
Baby Bono.
Baby Bono in a bonnet.
My favorite beer to drink.
Give a bottle to baby Bono in a bonnet.
This Guinness makes me think of babies. Specifically one baby, Bono baby.
Wearing sunglasses.
Well, he was born with them. I think we already established that.
I think that's where we are as well.
Baby Bono wearing baby Ray-Bans. Sure.
That's exactly
Sounds
what
delicious.
I thought. Every sip.
Not sponsored by Ray-Bans.
Oh, man. What a series of events.
Chris, that sounds delicious.
And that'll do it for us, folks.
And that will do it for the podcast. I gave them a prompt thinking, you know, this would be funny. This would be a good way for us to talk about beers without saying malt or hops or barley. And
instead,
I was, and you were all subjected to whatever that was. And
hey, we can't say we didn't try. We can't say we didn't try.
Yeah, none of us didn't try. All of us had stuff prepared.
We all definitely tried.
We all did it. We all did it, and we did it up, and we did it right. Baby Bono, 2020. Is that the next one?
2020. Yeah. Ooh. Coming up.
Ooh. Mike, I was going to ask, where in Michigan was that?
Comstock?
Any idea which way that swung?
which way I what?
Oh, no.
Never mind, Mike.
I don't get it.
It's okay.
No, but the thing is, I actually don't get it, and now I feel like an idiot.
No, you're good. No, you're good. There was. You're reading into something that's not there.
Like the Democrats.
Nope.
You're gonna get booted. Okay. I need that out of here.
I'm seriously reading my beer bottle trying to figure out the goof, and I can't do it.
Mike, okay.
What?
I'll explain it to you later.
Okay.
Maybe when you're older.
Let's just go somewhere else in my mental space. I need to vacate.
Let me start here, please.
I need to sip my marg and get this taste out of my mouth.
Is it the taste of not getting a joke?
No, just Matthew McConaughey. He just needs a break. He's gonna go take a journey outside the bar first. He needs a smoke.
Okay.
He needs a smoke.
Oh, cartoon Sigourney Weaver. You do taste good.
This is miserable. So here's a little story for you guys.
Chris, I gotta hear more
Matt
about
Byers.
I gotta hear
Please.
More about Baby Bono.
Okay.
You gotta tell me how he's treating you.
No. There will be no talk of Baby Bono on this evening.
I gotta know.
Bono, what's your set look like tonight?
He's a baby.
I'm just a baby.
But look how good I rattle.
What, did you have a story for us, Trent?
Yeah. So I just got new work hours, and daylight savings happened or unhappened. Which means that now, when I leave work at 6 o'clock, it's pitch black out, and I don't see daylight because I work in a basement. But it's kind of weird because since I work so late, people are typically not there when I'm getting ready to close down. And, like, I take a backpack to work to keep my MacBook and my iPad and, like, my lunch in. And so, like, as I'm leaving campus with my backpack on, like, I can't help but think of when I'd be at, high school after an event. For like a play or for like a football game or like some sort of deal where you're like at the school after hours and like you're not there for school. And just like what a weird feeling that is to like be in a place that normally you're like, wah, and like it's fun.
Like crowded
and like exciting.
With people.
Yeah, like it's just like, I don't know. It's like a big fun play place. And I don't know, Zach and I were able to like do some fun stuff with band and show choir and like plays goofing around after hours at school. And I don't know. It's like a really fun, reminiscent feeling when I leave work, even though
I've always wanted to bring like a Razor scooter or like some sort of maybe some roller. Yeah, they're so smooth. Ooh. I would
I
just
used
love
to do that at the church my dad was working at growing up.
Ooh, I like your thinking.
Then you live a life of luxury.
I would have like was it like a solid smooth floor? Or was like a
it's like that
nice,
really really short carpet.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say that's also. Oh, okay. A
it's
nice
not,
feature.
It's not quite
glide
the
along.
Tile that I'm thinking of. Actually,
no, it's a smooth ride.
Yeah, our tile was really, really. Do you remember? It's like really bumpy. It was like a matte finish, ceramic, Mike.
Yeah,
it was precisely. Really. It was really weird.
It was different.
It would not
it was
have
almost
been
like sticky.
Yeah, it would not have been as fun to scoot around. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah,
like scootering on the sidewalk, except every foot.
Did you ever like run around like the hallways like for sports training?
Oh,
we did that a lot.
No, I remember seeing the football guys doing that.
Yeah,
and everybody kind of.
It was dumb. Why didn't we go outside?
Because
there's much
football.
More space. Let's run around the hallways. Let's break some rules. Come on, coach. We're gonna go running and prancing along
in front of 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, we were just trying to flex in front of the ladies.
That's right.
Hey, Mike and his gym rats.
It's me and my boys. We're going to get our swole down. We losing weight. We running. This is mile. This is lap what? 18? Ah,
it's good. Yeah, of a less than 400 meter roundabout of school.
Of a mile lap.
We're literally running in circles as fast as we possibly could. Hey, ladies, what are you doing? You're just spinning around.
Everybody run around this foldable table.
As fast as you can. Defense, your turn.
Defense. Boy, you're slow.
You're horribly slow.
Why is everyone puking?
Sherrick, get your butt down.
Get your butt down.
Higher duck. Knees. Come on now.
Duck your feet.
Do a somersault.
Bop it.
Just twist like it. Football.
Squish it.
Shove it. Squat it.
Go bench.
Squat.
Bench it all. Bench anything.
Here's the soccer team.
Bench your dad.
Let's bench. How is this possible? Wait. They're so strong. Look at those football boys.
Are you saying bench the soccer team?
Yes.
One.
No. What you gotta do is you gotta build a platform and then get the bench press bar up there and then have your other buddies pushing you around while they're running. So you're just benching through the hall.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
This pleases me. This is good. Good lift.
This helps everyone. Mostly these ladies. What's going on? It's me and my boys.
You're not breathing.
The gym rat pack.
Me and my boys, we rolling true. Come on now. 1, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Let's put on another plate.
Ooh, now we can.
Ooh, now you talking. Now you talking. Oh,
my God. Please, we have a French study group here.
Eh oui? Eh, put on another plate for me?
Is that correct? Chris, are you saying something?
It's pretty close.
Nice.
Chris?
No.
Huh? No, I'm just laughing. Chris. I'm just here laughing.
Did you do after school activities, Chris?
Did I do after school activities? Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Next.
On to the next segment.
Okay.
Did you guys have a jump rope for heart club? Where yes. Like students got together yes. And jump rope?
Yes.
Yep.
Of course, well, we went to the same
you guys
school.
Went to the same high school. Because well, I is, didn't have that.
Wait. Matt? Is that you?
Mike? It's been so long.
Did anybody else have that, boys?
The jump rope club? No.
Yeah. It was awesome. I was so bad at jumping. It was the best thing.
Wasn't that also?
I was
all those cool teens coming from the alternative schools.
Oh, don't you, Jackson Elementary kids? Oh, what's up?
You guys are cool.
No. Chris, please end this. Tell me about chess or math or drama or literally anything.
I did one of those three things.
Was it chess?
It was drama.
No, yeah, Zach's got it.
Zach, that's not how this joke works.
Chris is just so dramatic.
Oh.
That's why he's always gabbing on and on and on.
Yeah.
You know Chris.
Just hogging the mic.
Being so expressive all the time.
Benching.
Benching.
Squatting. Squatting.
The hallways.
While we push him around.
Chris, meet the ladies.
On a DIY roller bench.
Perfect. It doesn't need rollers.
This is high school. No. That would be the best High School Musical ever.
Wait, so
Zac Efron. Let's call him.
Wait room musical. Dancing around the hallways. Dancing around the hallways and bench pressing in front of the ladies. What's up, all
benching.
Three of you?
We're benching this together. Spot me, please. Come on, guys. I need it. I've got so many plates on here. I'm gonna crush my lungs if you don't spot me. I lost the melody there, so I had to kill myself.
That was good. I think we were all feeling that same kind of vein.
Yeah, for me to kill myself, that's cool, guys.
No, not
the weightlifting. Okay.
I'm just happy you finished the phrase.
Thanks,
for
man.
What it's worth.
Yeah, it was good. I appreciate your appreciation.
Uh-huh, absolutely. I need a spot, please help me. My neck. Trachea.
What have just we started broke. Tonight?
My ACL's gone.
Oh, no.
Coach, come help me, please.
I was benching wrong. I broke my leg.
I need a sub. for next week's
The games. Boys pushing me around ran me into a wall while I was benching.
Now I'm in the halftime show and I'm benching.
My leg may break, but I'll still bench. Gotta get those gains.
AB curls, JK, back to the bench, and I curl there.
I curl while I bench. It's the same lift for me. It shouldn't be. How does that work?
I'm not doing this right. Coach, please.
Watch my form, coach, please.
Don't yell at me.
Am I getting low enough for you? Holy cow, this song's been like 8 minutes.
Yeah, it's something's getting cut.
None of this is getting cut. You know I'm cutting this episode, right?
Are you really? Oh, no.
You're modding. I'm cutting it.
I guess so.
Fair enough.
All this is golden.
Hey, guys, I think I'll edit it.
Oh, oh. No.
No. That shouldn't.
Trent just hit his head on the mic.
Yeah, I dropped a push pin on my floor, and that's not something you just want to forget about.
I don't know what you said, because you were away from the mic.
No, I dropped a push pin on the floor. Not something you want to step on.
Later. It'll remind you.
So yeah, no, not...
And hit my head.
Yeah. Well, the push pin will eventually remind you.
That's what I just
eventually.
Well. Let's put a pin in this.
I know, but I didn't hear you, so no. I was...
So Matt made the joke, and he'll keep his version.
Yeah, it'll be for me. For that's me to fine. Do that.
Zach made a good joke.
Thanks, Mike.
What was it?
Let's put a pin in this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, how good I would call that one.
That one.
I mean, it was definitely
it was.
I'd call that one... I'd call it excellent, personally. That's a really good
now
pun.
You're just being tacky.
Now we're talking.
Oh, baby.
I'm not a tacky man.
Wow, you are sharp tonight, Zach.
It's all those push-ups.
You know what's so. You know what's really funny? I didn't get that tacky man joke. Right off the bat, didn't get it. Thought you were just calling me tacky. Was not there. I was over here, you were over there, and I wasn't with you.
Oh, welcome back.
I stepped in something, I didn't smell it.
Did you step on
something? Please don't just step on the push pins.
All right.
Yikes. Okay.
I got a cool story.
Okay.
Cool.
It involves crowd Beans. Participation.
Mm-hmm.
And a massive gains.
Oh! Oh.
Mike's in. No, just kidding. No gains here.
No!
I'm out! This one involves Chris. And this is going to be interactive, Chris, and you're going to actually tell. You're going to tell your perspective of this story. I believe it was, I want to say 2 years ago, but maybe it was only 1 year ago, we decided to do a surprise birthday party for Chris. Now, we decided this because Chris is one of the most excellent people you'll ever meet. He does tons of stuff for everybody for no reason and no pay, which boggles my mind. So I thought it would be a good idea to throw a surprise party for Chris, and everybody was like, that's, yes, absolutely, that's, you know... That'd be great. So part of the problem with surprise parties and me personally is that I like them to be elaborate. This one ended up being a little extra elaborate in that there were moving parts all over the place. Basically, it started out like this. I lied to Chris. That's the proper response. I lied to him. It's right to his face. I said, hey, buddy. I didn't call him buddy. I don't call anybody buddy. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. I said, hey, Chris.
Lying to the listeners.
Inexcusable. I said, hey, Chris, I got this buddy who's from out of town.
What? He's... Another buddy?
I know. Wow.
Dang it! How does this keep happening? I've got this friend from out of town. I haven't seen him in a while. He wants to do a video shoot with me. I need help with your audio. Can you do it this Friday? Is that cool? He said, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'd that's fine as long as I don't have internship. And I was like, even if you have internship, I'd really actually, it wasn't Friday, it was Saturday, because Mike, did you call
The church?
Yeah
I called the church.
Yeah, Mike called his work, who he has a church Chris works at, and has to get up early Sunday mornings, so we wanted him to stay up late for his birthday party. So Mike called in and got his work off, which was just awesome. We were all so excited to tell him that. But I lied to Chris. I told him we had a video shoot. I wanted him to come with me. He said, sure, I guess if I have nothing else going on. I'm like, trust me, you have to have nothing else going on. This is really important that you come with me to this video shoot. While we left to wait for my friend at the video shoot, which wasn't real, so I had to just bring him somewhere, everybody else gathered up and decorated our apartment with happy birthday stuff and balloons.
We cleaned it up real nice. We made it all special. Right. I was preparing this big meal for later. I was so excited because, like, hell yeah.
That's right. I forgot, Mike, you cooked and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all good and well that they're all doing that stuff. I'm going to cut to us. And Chris, if you could kind of explain to me from your perspective what happened within that about an hour where I told you we were waiting for this guy. And then we were at the wrong place. I just want to kind of, because from my end, if I put myself in your shoes, it kind of seemed like I was about to murder you.
I mean, I know you too well to know that you weren't going to murder me.
He knows how you murder people, and it's not like that.
Not like that, trust me. Trust me, I wouldn't know. No. Okay, yeah. So I just want to, I'm going to throw it over to you. You got to tell me in some detail what was going through your mind while we were just standing around on a Saturday night in a couple of parking lots. Go.
I was mostly just not really, like, of course I wanted to help and do the audio and stuff, but I was kind of just not really feeling it that day. So it's like, all right, we're in the car. We're just sitting on this dark road with no street lights, and Matt's just on the phone pacing up and down the road. I'm just chilling here. Like, maybe I'll just take a little nap while I'm waiting. Like, whatever. I don't know. I wasn't too phased, but also just not super thrilled to be hanging out on this dark road for no reason. Other than that, it was fine.
No, other than the part where I was miserable.
Yeah, and taking a nap, which are two like very characteristic things of Chris. Unhappy that he is somewhere and sleeping.
I think I was also just worried that we were going to be late to the recording.
Right. So let me just tell you, first we went to the Preston, that airport hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and there was like an event going on there, and we parked there and we walked around for a minute, and then I said, oh, he just texted me, it's not here, it's somewhere else. Of course, I didn't tell Chris exactly where, because I didn't know where I was taking him next, because the boys were taking too long setting up the apartment, but they did clean it up real nice, I will admit, but it was taking a long time, and I was running out of ideas, because we went to this hotel. We hung out in a parking lot by a subway. We hung out at I don't know if it was an apartment complex or another hotel, but it didn't have any lights, and I walked all the way around pretending to look like him, and I thought I was going to be killed. And then we went all the way to this business district that had these winding, like, gravel roads, no lights, unmarked buildings, and then eventually this gravel road near, I don't know if it was a highway, but near the road where I knew Mike and everybody else was going to drive by. And I was just walking around on that road without street lamps, talking to Mike, saying, Mike, please, we have been out here for like 30 minutes. I have no explanation to Chris for why we're just waiting for my friend, and we went to three different places and cannot find him.
It seemed pretty chill from my perspective. From what I remember, it wasn't that, I guess, not necessarily panicky, but I was like, yeah, man, we'll hurry. It's gonna be cool. I can't wait to party, can't you?
There was no expediting. There was no expediting of this situation.
Oh, all hope was lost. I guess I was just in my own little wonderland.
I mean, I'm pretty gullible, so it was fine.
Fortunately, and you aren't very suspicious.
No.
Fortunately. But we eventually... What, Mike?
No, I still... That's what I was going to say. When you got to the place, I still didn't even realize Chris knew what was happening until like 15 minutes after we started like raging. But anyway, you can keep going with your...
Well, I mean, eventually I said, oh, he's actually at this Sky High place, which is a trampoline warehouse. And... And we go in, and everybody's there. And Chris and I walk in, you know, this big reveal, and everybody's just like, Chris, happy birthday! My lord, from my perspective, it was one of the most awkward surprise shouts I've ever heard in my life. Chris, how did you feel about that?
I'd say about the same.
Oh no, it felt so good.
No, it was exciting. No,
it felt good, but it sounded bad.
I think it's because we had been so hyped, like getting ready for it, and like we were there, and we were just like, oh, like we're finally here. Like we all knew, like we just forgot that Chris didn't know about it, basically.
Yeah, I think from our perspective too, like since we had been like in Chris mode for the last like hour setting up or whatever the length of time it was. By the time we got there, we were like, okay, they for sure know. So let's just be like, Chris, what's up? Let's party. You know it's your birthday. We know it's your birthday. Let's celebrate. So it was kind of that deal. And we also didn't remember for a surprise party. The first thing you yell is surprise. Instead we yelled, Chris, what's up?
Yeah. Oh my God. Excited to see Chris.
No, that was awesome, though.
So we were.
Was it like an intentional surprise party? It was like a, Chris, what are you doing here?
How serendipitous. Don't you have a video shoot to get to?
I think I actually had to explain to him that there wasn't a video shoot. Like, even after that.
No, you definitely did.
I think I was like, hey, Chris, by the way, there's no video shoot. Because he was like, hey, what about your friend?
Chris is just so caring.
I mean, you're just pretty convincing, so.
Oh, well.
Just wanted to make sure.
Went the full 9 yards.
Yeah, that was great.
And then we jumped.
Then we jumped for so long.
And then got dehydrated and then waited forever to eat while just slam a jam and wine.
Well, but not at Belmont, because there's no drinking going on at Belmont.
That is correct.
We were slamming it. Like, we were making fun of it.
Yeah, we were slamming wine like, the alcohol, no, smash.
We're doing spoken word poetry against drinking on campus.
Yeah, slamming it. Good one, Mike. That was a good one.
Bad. Never drink. Belmont.
That's good slam poetry.
Belmont open mic night for slam poetry is bad.
That's good.
This is opening night.
That is really good.
It's impromptu. It's tough. You understand.
I would have called it improv, but...
Impromptu wine. Don't drink. I'm at Belmont.
Oh, he's got it. He's at it again. Wow.
Serendipitous wine. Don't drink when red or white.
He didn't stop when I wanted him to, or when he should have.
I don't want wine when school. Thank you.
Oh,
I was digging on it. That was audience participation.
Thank you again, guys, for the surprise.
That was one of my favorite nights.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh
no! No! Get that out of here.
That's some political talk.
Nope.
Speaking of burn.
Yeah, you really disappointed me there. You really, really, really disappointed me there.
Mike, what a letdown.
I thought, a letdown, you say? I remember a letdown I had not recently.
Only positive this show.
You're right. I have a preference question.
Okay.
I kind of teased Trent with this story before we started recording, and I teased him with it by saying, this is a story that I find hilarious.
My life got twist turned upside down.
Why?
It was a... It was a attempt at Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. This is a story... all about how, but you didn't say that exactly.
I didn't say that at all. Not even close. These are not even close to the words I said out of my mouth.
Like the ref, we knew what you were doing. It was just why.
It was why, and it went wide.
Okay, I get it. I'm sorry for my outburst. Please continue.
Outbursts.
It's plural.
I'd like, yeah. Okay.
I'm just going to sit back with my beer now.
There you go.
Yeah, you just enjoy.
Shut up, weird Matthew McConaughey. I hate him. I hate him.
You know who I want to hear a little more from? Baby Bono. Can we get him on the line? Where's that Baby Bono guy?
I want. Zach, will you say something, anything? I can't trust these boys.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, no!
It's him! It's another one! one. There's two of them. Two bad impressions of Matthew McConaughey. Woo! In one podcast. How do they do it?
All right, I do actually have something.
10
I
points
say.
From Gryffindor.
Nice.
Where do we go from here?
So, no. I've got it. So, Zach and I went to Nashville to see our boys, the other three boys in this call, for Zach's bachelor party. And while we were all there, we had a very interesting experience at a breakfast brunch place.
Oh my God.
And,
yes.
So
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this.
We will not say the name. We will not say the name. We will call it the cult.
No. We won't even talk about it yet. We'll just tease it.
Who's going to go on first watch when we release this episode?
You've invited them.
Who's on second watch?
There it goes.
They now own us.
Oh my God.
I bring it up only because I definitely want to talk about that sometime. But
I think we need like a whole episode where we can just talk
about that specifically. Yeah. So this is just a trailer. This is another teaser trailer.
Every other Sunday, I like to go just down to Nissan Stadium whenever they're having a Titans game. And I like to get a plate of eggs and maybe I have some strips of bacon that I have. And I just have shots of Fireball. Most of all, I prefer Jack Daniel's cinnamon. And you just do three and then you down your eggs. And then you drink some Kahlua and milk. And then, you're ready for... That's Branch.
I don't like that.
That's what we call
like,
Branch.
I just imagine aren't you doing that in, like, the fastest... Like, just slamming shots, pouring eggs.
Just eating eggs. Happy Sunday!
Mike, how about you?
Sriracha into your Fireball.
That's Chris. God. That's something Chris does. Hey,
actually... You know what would not be half bad, though? Some, maybe Crown Maple.
Oh, Crown Maple goes good with anything.
Just throw that on your pancakes. That's a Branch.
Well, no, what I was wondering is, Mike, if you're having eggs and bacon, aren't you supposed to pour a whole Bud Light over that just to give it a little extra flavor there?
What I do is I get my pound of bacon going on my griddle, and then I just pour on a big old Bud Light.
Oh, no. He's slipping into it. No.
You gotta get a leper, give it a little flavor.
Yep. I throw in a half a horseshoe in the bottom leper, and then I'm just going to town. Uh-huh. I'm probably a half a carton of eggs and eight strips of bacon. By the time I'm done with my morning, I'm buzzed and I'm full.
Please.
What a happy Sunday this is.
I like that. I like that whole thing that we did.
I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. I know that you all are sure to have siblings. I know you do. I actually don't know if Zach has siblings.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here we go.
I used to.
Please share.
Thanks for bringing it up, Mike.
What? Oh, boy.
Just kidding.
That was fun.
My siblings, I hope, are fine.
As of right now.
I'm going to run with this, Mike.
Yeah, please.
I have a younger sister. Her name is Alex, and she is 2020.
What?
2020? Wow, she's really good.
She's running for prez?
My younger brother is 17. His name is Blaze, and he's maybe...
Blaze? Yeah. I love that.
His name is Dakota Blaze Schroeder, but everybody calls him Blaze because it fits his personality like an ungodly amount.
That's cool, Zach. I didn't know that part about your life.
Yeah. They're cool.
I have a little sis, and right before I turned, I think I was early, like 15 or late 14, we had like this rental car at our home, and like... I don't know what went through our heads, but I was with my girlfriend at the time and my sister like at home, and we were hungry. So we took this rental car that was in my garage, and we drove it to the local pit stop before I had my temporary license, before any of us knew how to drive. Like this is sketch scenario, and probably the craziest thing I've ever done with my sister, which is funny because I was 15 and 21 now. But we pile in this rental car. I'm like, okay, time to learn how to drive. So we pull out of the garage. I've already told my mom this story. It's cool. Cops don't come after me. But we were pulling out of the driveway, and like I'm about half a mile down Chippewa Trail, which is the road I don't live on. I do not live there. And
okay, cool.
Redacted.
I know those words. I believe them.
And this cop car drives right by us as soon as we pull out of the driveway. It was just the worst possible timing, and my heart instantly pops out of my chest. But it's like a 4 mile drive to the gas station, and I'm kind of an adult. I can learn how to drive.
Sure.
And I remember specifically, like, we made it there just fine. It was stupid, but we did it. And when I was pulling in to the pit stop, the gas station, I turned my blinker light the wrong way. And ever since that day, I'll always remember how to turn on my freaking blinker, because that's the one thing that really sticks out to me. I don't know why this all came full circle, but that's a really defining moment with, like, me and my sister especially, because, like, I did not have the best of relationships with my sis when I was super young. And by the time I got to that point, it was, like, not necessarily the biggest bonding moment we had, but we were, like, just happy and, like, young and stupid as hell. Like, because who would do that? It's just so stupid. Anyway, yeah, your brother's name's Blaze. That's pretty cool.
There's a Blaze story that Trent wanted me to tell.
So, it's so good.
So Trent and I, good buddies in high school, we had lots of sleepovers.
So cute.
So one, like, Friday or Saturday night or whatever it was, we were in my living room, hanging out, watching Lord of the Rings and talking about girls or something. And my brother went to bed, and he listens to music before he goes to bed. So he decided to plug in his iPod and play his favorite song while he fell asleep. And by play his favorite song while he fell asleep, I mean listen to "I Hope It Gives You Hell" by the All-American Rejects on repeat,
over and over again, for at least
5 or 6 hours. Like,
I remember because you, like, walked in after, like, because, like, it was like, okay. Like, I understand, like, some people have weird things to help them sleep. It's fine. I get it. And then, like, it got to the point where it's kind of annoying. And then it clipped to the part where it got funny. And then it got annoying again. And you, like, are like, okay, I'll just go talk to him. I'll see if he's asleep. And I'll, like, turn it off. So, like, you walked in. And then, like, you walking in woke him up. And then you're like, hey, you still listening to this, buddy? Because we're, like, trying to watch a movie out here. And, like, your music is kind of loud. Yeah, I'm still trying to fall asleep. Oh, okay.
I turn it down, it gives you hell, though.
No, if you turn it down, I don't think I'll be able to hear it. Okay, buddy. Well,
oh my god,
I might come in here later when you fall asleep and turn it off. Okay, okay.
No, don't. I hope that gives you hell.
Oh, but it was just so funny because it just kept playing, and, like, we get to the point where we'd, like, tune it out, and then the movie would get quiet, and it would just be so obvious that it was just still going.
That's too much. That's way too much.
It's like when you wake up and, like, it's the DVD loading screen, and you're just like, no, I can't be bothered.
Especially for Trek or for Shrek.
Oh man,
playing some Smash Mouth.
Chris, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two. An older sister who is just turned 25.
Is she hot?
I don't know how to respond to that. And my little sister is 7.
Don't even think about it, Zach.
He's drinking.
Sorry. Yeah, for the record, that was not an ironic pause.
Oh, my God.
I was just waiting. I was on the edge of my seat.
Is he gonna say it? Say it!
I'm a little fat girl.
Wait, when did Mike turn into a bully?
I blame Matthew. And by Matthew, I mean you and McConaughey.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
Do you have any fun sibling stories, Chris?
Now that we're talking about it and we're transitioning so smoothly.
We're all so tired.
Hold on, yeah. While we're waiting for Chris to think of something, I'm just gonna go to sleep. You don't mind if I listen to?
Oh, we're all so exhausted.
Please, God, no.
Oh dear,
no.
Ah, oh, just oh. Trying to fall asleep here. You don't mind if I take a nap really quick? I'm just trying to sleep, guys. If you could quiet down a little.
Uh-oh, I think Zach's coming to beat you up.
Oh, Zach's coming all the way down to Tennessee.
Matt, I think I heard a little Southern Belle in you when you said Tennessee. Was that a little bit of a draw?
I don't think it was the Southern Belle, but it might have been.
No, it might have been
a draw.
Well, when I think of you,
because I think of me as a lovely, lovely lady,
a nice little Southern Belle. My name's Matthew
McConaughey. Why do declare?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know what this is.
It's me.
We've done this three times, and this is so weird.
I'm the Southern Belle.
Oh, I'm crying. Oh, nothing changed there.
I do declare.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
Claire.
I do declare.
My lord, I'm Kevin Spacey's character from House of Cards pitched up. Claire.
I do declare.
Claire.
I think that's the easiest word to say, like, with a Southern inflection.
Claire.
Okay, so that was wrong.
You said Claire.
You're wrong.
Claire.
Claire.
Color.
Tootin'. I like tootin'.
Darn tootin'.
Or shoot.
Shoot.
Ice cream. Love a big bowl of ice cream in the morning.
Or maybe hey, Russell. You could be like, Russell.
Russell.
No, I don't like Russell.
Russell.
You said it. I like... No, I don't.
Wait, let me... I just want to...
What about Tramp?
Shramp?
Tramp.
Did you say Shramp?
It's Tramp.
Did you say Trent? What about Trent?
What about Tramp?
You're just screaming.
We're Basher. Man, the Basher.
Or cornbread. That's a good one.
Okay.
That's cool, man.
I like Shramp, though. We're back on. I don't think it's going to get better than that.
I have one more thing I want to say, and then I'm gonna suggest we start the sign-off process.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, we're at 56 minutes.
It's a good amount of time. It's a good amount of time. I have a question about phrasing. I work at Warby Parker in the customer experience division, I guess. And we get a lot of different kinds of calls, but one call that we get a lot is, how do I measure my pupillary distance? And that's your PD. Now, at Warby Parker, we have a pretty cool tool where you take a picture of yourself holding a credit card a very certain way up to your face so that we can measure the credit card and then measure the distance between your pupils and get your pupillary distance, which is really important for your prescription. Now, not only do we get a lot of calls, we get a lot of emails about submitting pupillary distance photos. And a lot of times people do it wrong. Now, the correct way to do it is hold a credit card up to your face, in the middle of your face, right below your nose, and barely touching your lips. And, you know, I say that in emails sometimes, but I'm wondering if I'm feeling frisky. If I should say, well, yeah, if I'm just feeling flirty with this customer, is it cool to say, normally I would say, make sure it's barely touching your lips. But would it be cool to say, those lips?
I thought you were going to say, like, give it a good smooching.
give that credit card a good smooch.
Give it a good sniff and a good smooch.
Sniff it, smooch it, take the pick.
Gently press your card against your lips.
Against not your lips, but those lips.
Oh,
Those lips.
Oh, them lips, though, customer.
Wait, you could do those lips and then italicize lips. Those lips.
Oh, those lips.
Those lips.
Pupillary distance.
Let me get that distance.
Get that PD with those lips, though.
I want to see that pupillary.
Give it in me in centimeters.
Oh, no, millimeters. Please. Millimeters. It's the only
too
way.
Much. Centimeters is too much.
Our system works in millimeters. Come on. Ooh, just press against those lips real quick for me, would you?
I think Chris is literally sleeping.
My eyes are open.
But
yeah, actually.
They're what?
No!
They were. I've been staring at Matt, telling his story.
Just staring at those lips.
Yeah. Staring at those lips.
Staring at those pupils.
Oh, the distance.
You got a good pupillary distance.
Thanks, man. I was going to cross my eyes, but I realized that would be lost on our audio viewers.
I might have liked it.
Hey, but I guess going along with the thing, if you said to a girl, hey, I like the color of your eyes, or hey, I like the color of those eyes, like, what does that change in that scenario?
You know, you could just say, I like dem deer eyes, dear. Not that.
Hey, your eyes look real pretty good.
Then you'd be talking real clear.
Your eyes are deeper and clearer and bluer than Lake Superior, dear. And trust me, you know, I've been up there looking for muskie.
I've been fishing up there just the other month, and I tell you, it's pretty beautiful up there.
Well, you know, there's nothing like the boundary waters. You know, you get up there, there's some real good fishing, but you know, you got to bring your bug spray.
I totally agree, lady. Your eyes look as good as a walleye's, and I really want to go fishing.
And I'm thinking I'm gonna go fishing. I'm gonna have to cut this date short and go fishing now.
You look like a keeper, but I'm actually gonna throw you back because I got a couple crappie that I'm gonna want to go pick up.
I gotta go find some keepers up in there.
It's lake trout season, and I'm actually trying to meet a nice southern belle down by the river.
Trying to score some fish.
I started with telling the boys that I wanted this to be a positive show, and I'm not sure I like the direction that it took.
No. This is relevant, Matt.
Okay.
Here's how you decide what to say in your emails. If it would sound creepy if Matt McConaughey said it, then you shouldn't say it in a professional setting. So, Mike, hit us with those lips.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, give us your perfect Matthew McConaughey impression.
Wait, saying, can you give it to as his sign off?
Yes, this is how Mike signs off now. We're saying goodbye because...
No, not now. Just
right
this
now.
Once.
This is right now. We need to say goodbye now because this is as good as it's going to get. Mike, hit us with them lips.
Those lips. I say, I need to get your pupillary distance.
I say.
Could you press those sweet, sweet lips against the credit card so I can get that... those fine details of your pupillary image.
your
pupillary. No!
Not quite!
Did you just say pupillary?
Alright, not quite.
This is absolutely Matthew McConaughey.
Not quite.
He would do a poor job at Warby Parker.
Yeah. That's what it seems. Everything he says.
I'm gonna go ahead and sign off now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been, I've been Baby Bono.
No, I was Baby Bono.
The best! I've been Matt Baby Bono Byers.
I'm the All-American Rejects.
Oh, all right.
I'm Michael McConaughey Wadena.
Oh, no.
You already signed off. You don't get to do it twice.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. I don't think I said my full name.
Yeah, you don't deserve to say your whole name after that impression.
Okay, Chris.
Yep.
No!
Alright, that's good. I like it.
I've been Trent uncomfortably sitting in my chair all night. Well, folks, it looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality.
Oh, right.
But what else did you expect?
All right.
second city.